Kanye West goes all in for Trump, I won't be told who to vote for because of my skin color. By Warner Todd Houston on April 15, 2020. Rap icon and fashion mogul Kanye West told GQ magazine that he is definitely voting in November and intends to support President Donald Trump and urges Black Americans to ignore the media's manipulative messaging. During the wide-ranging interview published in the Men's magazine on Wednesday, West explained his decision to support President Trump and don his red Make America Great Again cap. GQ asked if the Grammy winner considered himself a forward thinker. "I buy real estate," West exclaimed. "It's better now than when Obama was in office. They don't teach you in school about buying property. They teach you how to become somebody's property." West explained that celebrity culture is about control. And it's the same kind of control that the mainstream media wields to keep America misinformed. "I remember when I became a billionaire, I was told not to say out loud that I was a billionaire." "What?" West said. "What? What is the point of being a billionaire if you can't even say it out loud? We're not completely free yet." West also talked about the pervasiveness of the victim mentality he says he sees too often among Black Americans. "George Bush doesn't care about Black people" is a victim statement. "This white person didn't do something for us." That is stemmed in victim mentality, he said of his infamous post-Hurricane Katrina comments. "Every day I have to look in the mirror like I'm Robert De Niro and tell myself, you are not a slave. As outspoken as I am, and the position that I am in, I need to tell myself." Hitting a familiar tone, West continued lambasting the elite media. "Black people are controlled by emotions through the media. The media puts musicians, artists, celebrities, actors in a position to be the face of the race that really don't have any power and really are just working for white people. When it's said like that, it's kind of obvious, right? We emotionally connect to someone of our color on TV and feel that this person is speaking for us. So let me say this, I am the founder of a $4 billion organization, one of the most Google searched brands on the planet. And I will not be told who I'm gonna vote on because of my color." From there, the magazine wondered if West intends to vote in November or if his interests lie elsewhere for the 2020 election. West was fairly direct with his reply. "No, I'm definitely voting this time. And we know who I'm voting on. And I'm not going to be told by the people around me and the people that have their agenda that my career is going to be over. Because guess what, I'm still here. Jesus is King was number one. I was told my career would end if I wasn't with her. What kind of campaign is that, anyway? That's like if Obama's campaign was I'm with Black. What's the point of being a celebrity if you can't have an opinion? Everybody make their own opinion. You know?" West has repeatedly riled liberals for his support of President Donald Trump. The Jesus Walks crooner has been seen several times appearing in Trump's ubiquitous MAGA campaign cap and even visited Trump at the White House. Last October, West lambasted those in the media and the entertainment industry for attempting to cast Black Americans into mental slavery by forcing them to support Democrats based on the color of their skin. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.